And thanks. It's amazing. I think in this panel right now, Brenda, you're the most hopeful and optimistic person here.
Yeah.
Who would have thunk it?
Wow. Okay. Well, I think, you know, does that say more about you than it does about us, or the other way around? I don't know.
Well, I think it says a lot about 2 years of big changes and what can happen, the ups and downs, mm-hmm. the bad experiences. It all becomes a life lesson. And what I took out of it was I was 90% of my own enemy. And I'm trying not to be my own worst enemy anymore.
Mm-hmm. Good on you.
Awesome.
Should we bring this optimistic show to an end?
That might be just the perfect spot to end it.
Yeah, well, you know, we're known for our optimism. And if people have other optimistic stories of hope and redemption that they want to share, like Brenda just did, how would they go about doing that, Brenda?
Calling Big Fatty online. No? Oh.
There you go.
Life.
No, that's for your sneeze fart stories or your snort stories.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Should we bring this optimistic show to an end?
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 2312 of the BFO for Thursday the 8th of December 2016, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all gonna tell you about my meeting on Tuesday night and lots more, including, can you hear that? Can you ask Big Fatty? Hello, Nagas. Big Fatty, are you getting nogged up? Yes. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, I'll tell you why you're Nagas in just a few minutes, but. I am, of course, recording this on Wednesday evening for presentation at this time. Tonight is the Aquanet Live. Big Fatty Aquanet Live. It's going to be interesting. So hopefully it'll be a good little program. And, I'll give you my review of it on tomorrow's little show. Yes, Big Fatty. Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. As I do on hump day, y'all went over to the Von Cish. Y'all, they didn't have a whole lot, on sale that I needed. Now I got some stuff that I wanted, which is and just some kind of other stuff and all. Y'all, they had the Russell Stover's candies on sale. It was buy one box get one free. And y'all, my mother taught me years ago, always have an emergency gift at on hand in case. Somebody stops by that you were not expecting. And so, y'all, it's a nice, you know, Russell Stover's is pretty good candies. I got the dark chocolates, but I only got one box. Y'all, I picked me up some yellow squash. I've had the urge to have more squash. Y'all, I got me some of that Jiffy Corn muffin mix. Y'all, I'm gonna make me some dressing, because y'all, I bought a butterball herb flavored turkey roast, and y'all, it's boneless, and so I'm gonna put that in the cracker pot and make me some dressing and have my squash with that this weekend. Y'all, they had the Cheez-Its. Y'all, do you like the Cheez-It crackers? Well, they've got a new kind that's called extra toasty or something like that. And y'all, they're just a little darker, and they're crunchier and all. Y'all, I got me a quart of the eggnog from the Von Z's. That's why you're noggers today. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, I made some sausage balls on Tuesday night. And y'all, I was going to make a second batch, but I didn't have enough Bisquick, so I picked up a small box of that. y'all, the submarine sandwich this week was the chicken tender submarine sandwich. So y'all, I got that. Had half of that for my lunch on Hump Day, and y'all, I also picked up a Yugot parfait with pineapple and blueberries in it, and had that for my little treat. And y'all, that's all I got. Y'all, I spent $39.28, but I saved $15.07. Yes, Big Betty!
It's Fatty's Christmas Sack Contest. It's Fatty's Christmas Sack Contest. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and go to the BigFattyOnline.com comment section and write something relevant about recent shows, perhaps something about a birthday that was mentioned, or some interesting tidbit about yourself that we'd all like to know. It'll be fun, of course, because there's a prize, a Amazon Charger Plate. It's Fatty's Christmas Sack Contest. Head over to the comment section. Write something relevant.
That is correct. And y'all, that, of course, is Digger. Bye. Yes, Big Fatty, Digger. Yeah, I guess y'all, a few more comments that have come in. Y'all, that IC Greg from the Inappropriate Conversation says, Big Ready, I just tweeted you a picture of a picture postcard that I'd already addressed to our friends at Greetings from Nowhere and Brain Dead Podcast. It would have been perfect for you, too. It's a kerfuffle. Big Ready, there have been a lot of kerfuffles on the comments. Matt from the Chubbs Gone Wild says, Big Ready, I often find ointments that I forgot I had and don't remember getting them. Y'all, Matt, I'll just tell you, it's going to get worse. It's just going to get worse. Other comments? That Peter G sent a blank message. Big Fatty, that one didn't count. No, but he followed it up with, Big Fatty, your mechanical swallowed my previous pithy comment. Big Fatty, pithy comment. DJ Ron from down there in the St. Petersburg, he says, please, no more penis injuries and no wire hangers ever. Moose P says, good grief, discussion of penis amputations over Cheerios is never appropriate. Miss Bacon says, good lord, I should have done that one contest where the listener sends in a show name and you have to draw it from a hat and work it into the new show. Can't get any worse than this one. I hate worse and worst. I never know how to use them. Okay, great participation so far. Y'all, that Jimmy Bear, Jimmy Big Fatty, he sends us the kerfuffle. That's what I'm talking about. It says, speaking of priapisms, a question. What do you get when you cross an owl and a rooster? Big Fatty, I don't know. What do you get when you cross an owl and a rooster? A cock that stays up all night long. Big Fatty, that's a hoot. Big Fatty. Y'all, my number one Northeast boyfriend posted a comment. It says, Big Fatty, if you are in an airport on your way to your flight to Thailand and you walk through the turnstile sideways, you're most likely going to, wait for it, Bangkok, bitch! Ready? He's as vulgar as you. And Moose P says he likes the jokes. Kathy Marshall, out there in the San Francisco, she says Jay and Ron must have picked a chroma card from the traumatic... from the Traumatic Medical Maladies series. They were all out of those when I went to the Hallmark store. I had to choose my cards from the Festive Forensics series. Big fan, I can't wait to see that one. Well, you know, it's... yo, by the way, I didn't have any cards on today's... In the mailbox today. Y'all have posted a picture of those other cards, and that Spanking B. Arthur wrote, well, what awesome cards! Why is the one in the middle all covered up? Big Fatty, that's because it was vulgar. It's true. That's the one Denny sent me. And y'all then on yesterday's little show, which was all the Vader calls, that Peter G., says, keep the cards and calls are coming. Number one Northeast boyfriend says, maybe the alligator crossed the road because the old cotton top that hit him needed a new purse. Big fatty old cotton top. Miss Bacon. Y'all, Miss Bacon just went crazy with the comments. She says, I love that game night show and Mike's outgoing message. You had me at lots of Vader calls. Oh, my God. The What You Were skit. What? That never-ending game to assign us a name? Who knew it would go on this long? Big Fatty, I don't know what you said. I don't know what that is either. Mercy, I love Larry so much. Gobble Larry. Oh, my God, I'm falling. Jeez, I really do love the show art for Vader and Bacon. And y'all, that Gus Chad did that. Okay, Fart, I'm working for 4 hours in the month of December. Y'all, by the way, one of her children had a car accident last night, but I'm happy to report that everyone is just fine. So we're sending out good thoughts to the Bacon family. And the Laughing Buddha says, I think Larry Vader hangs up the phone during his calls. Maybe I should try calling too. And yes, Big Fatty. And then Moose P says, someone needs a new mechanical, but I don't know if it's Larry or Big Fatty. Y'all, I made it quite clear that it is Mr. Vader. Yes, Big Fatty.
Ricardo, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from my international straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, down there in the future. And he sent this in a while ago. He says, hey, Big Fatty, most of us are aware that Brian from Boston is the official BFO historian, but I'm not sure how many know he is also the one many of us look to on the face space to see who is dead.
Big Fatty?
My question is this. If Brian has deactivated his profile, how am I supposed to find out that Fidel Castro has died? Thank you for calling. Well, first of all, Straight Bob, Big Fatty, why hadn't he participated in the comment contest? I don't know. I'm sure he'll answer that in a comment. Yes, Big Fatty, I'm sure he will. Or he's got some other answering to do. First of all, Straight Bob, thank you so much for the e-letter, for the Ask Big Fatty question. This is excellent question. I am not an expert on the face space. Big Fatty, I am an expert on the face space, and the way you find out if Brian deactivates his face space, the way you find out that Castro died is you ask Big Fatty. And so he has, and by the way, straight up, Castro, he died. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, that's it. Y'all, just a couple of little things. My grandma tree, went to check the water on it. Y'all, it is drinking water as if it had the sugar by DT's. Beep, honey! It is really soaking up the water. Well, Big Fatty, that'll keep it alive. It's true. So I'm very happy with that. Went to the homeowners association meeting last night, and a lot of people bitch and complain about their homeowners associations. Y'all, I got to say, this one is about as laid back as they get. What we do is we start off with a pizza pie. Y'all, they must have had 20 pizza pies, and and they had crema cupcakes, and and they have tea, tea and water, and so everybody had a little pizza pie, and then we started the meeting, and the girl that is the head of the HOA, y'all, she got up, and she just kind of gave us a little overview of things that had been happening in the neighborhood. Y'all, we have one of these community librarians, and y'all, it's like a giant birdhouse in one of the little pocket parks, but it's full of books. It's really quite nice. And so if people have books they want to get rid of, they just take it over to the community librarium, and then they can pick another one up over there or something like that. Big Fatty's not a big reader, but Big Fatty, I don't think they'd like to read the things you do either. It's like reading that stuff that the Sato reads. I know. They talked about our new the landscaping company. Y'all, by the way, the guy that does the yard work here at the villa was blowing the acorns. Benny, that sounds vulgar. What is that thing called? The blower. What is that called? It's a big fatty. It's a yard blower. Well, whatever. They talked about Santa Claus. Santa Claus is going to come through the neighborhood on a fire truck. And y'all, what it is folks that have kids, they can take a wrapped present for their child over to this lady's house, and then when Santa Claus comes around, he delivers that present to that particular child. And, you know, I think that's kind of cool. And then we got an update on phase 3 of Fat Acres and some other road work and stuff like that going on. And y'all, it was just actually very nice and cordial. And y'all, it was over with in less than an hour. Big Fatty, unheard of. Oh, Nick, I see. Now, y'all, I've got one more Veda call, and I think I've got one more phone call. I think it may be from the future down there. It may be from Scotty. Yes, Big Fatty. That's all I've got in the hopper for Tamari's little show, Big Fatty and the Hopper. Post some comments. We'll just keep reading the damn comments. Send a crema card. Y'all, I've got to get my crema cards out this weekend. Yes, Big Fatty, you sure do. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the short list, and Brenda, When you listen to the opening music of Big Fatty's Little Show, what's the first thing you think?
Should we bring this optimistic show to an end?
Oh, Big Fatty, everybody thinks that. That's nothing unusual at all.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.